Good afternoon. It is a beautiful Thursday. Some of you might actually be on the threshold of tailgating right now. It is going to be a great evening for tailgating before Thursday night football. The Saints in the Caesar Superdome tonight against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. We do have some breaking news to talk about in this first hour, but in the second hour, we're going to dedicate that to talking about the Saints. And what kind of reception do you think Sean Payton's going to receive? Now, the opposing coaches and the opposing team come out in the dome before the Saints are introduced. And there are always boos. You know, you always boo the other team when they're coming. Boo! You know, you always boo the other team. Will the boos be louder because people are not happy with the way Sean Payton left the Saints? Now, Sean Payton brought us to a Super Bowl. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they brought us to a Super Bowl. Sean Payton had a very successful career here, but there were a number of low moments, a number of back-to-back 7-9 seasons. Everything wasn't bright. We made it to the Super Bowl once, a number of playoff games and division playoffs. So, you know, Sean Payton did a really good job with the Saints. What bothered me was that it seemed like it was getting really tough to coach the Saints. The Saints had really reached a moment when it was going to be really, really difficult to turn the Saints into a winning team. And Sean Payton, still under contract, left the Saints. And he said he wasn't going to coach. Kind of got the impression that he needed to get away from football. He needed a break, and he wasn't going to coach. Well, we kind of knew he was going to coach again. He's still a young man and still has a lot to offer the NFL. So I think Sean Payton used that opportunity, still on a contract. I think he used the opportunity to simply get away from the Saints and move to a bigger market. Now, in some ways, you can't blame him for wanting to go to a bigger market. So it's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And look, you know, whatever happens, it's just going to be momentary. You know, it's not going to go on, you know, during the game or anything. It's just going to be, you know, when the team comes out. So we'll have to see what that is like in the dome tonight. Also, look, I know the Saints are 2-4, and they've lost a number of games in a row, and we've got injuries. Rashid Shaheed is out. Chris Olave is out. We may lose Rashid Shaheed for the season. Hopefully not, but he's going to have surgery on his knee. I've been through several knee surgeries from a torn ACL and a couple of knee replacement injuries. Not knee replacement injuries. I've had reconstruction surgery. I know what knee injuries are like, and I applaud the athletes that come back after these knee injuries. So I know that it can be serious, and they don't often know until they get in there. You know, until they slice the knee open, and they don't slice it open anymore because a lot of it is orthopedic, arthroscopic or something. You know the word. They go in with the scope. And they can't always tell until they get in there. But that would be a tremendous loss for the Saints because Rashid Shaheed has been a spark plug for the New Orleans Saints offense and also as a returner. So the Saints are in bad shape with injuries. But can they turn it around? And in the next hour, we'll talk more about this. There are some other good teams that are not doing so well. In fact, if the Saints beat the Broncos tonight, the Saints and the Broncos will have the same record, 3-4. So the Broncos are not doing that great. They're 3-3 right now. And I've got a list of teams and their records. And these are teams that have really great quarterbacks. These are teams that are expected to do well every year, and they're not doing well right now. The Saints are in a group of a lot of really good teams that are not doing well. The point is, it's not over. It's far from over. And as a fan, I want to be as optimistic as I can be in the dome tonight. And if you're going to be there, make noise. If you're going to be watching, listening on WWL, just be as positive as you can. So the leader of Hamas has been killed. This has been confirmed by Israel. We will talk about that this afternoon. Also, I wrote a blog. It's on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on it there. And if you haven't joined me on Facebook, I invite you to become part of the SOTA Facebook page. Comment on what we post, but also read some of the comments and comment on some of those comments, because I need some of you to comment on some of the comments that are made, because some of them are just from the people who live in the rabbit hole, the people who are just total MAGAites. They don't see anything else. They can't possibly be objective about anything. So I need you to comment on some of those comments. But it's titled, Are Democrats the Enemy Within? And we talked about this yesterday, but we'll talk just a little bit more about this in the first hour. It's getting a lot of attention. And Kamala Harris brought this up in her interview with Bret Baier on Fox News. Fox News interview yesterday, and Kamala Harris brought this up. So we'll talk just a little bit about that. Also, just a few interesting things going on with politics, and we will get into that. But we're going to really focus on the Saints, and it's just a beautiful afternoon. So, you know, let's try and have as much fun as we can. I want to remind you that Thursday on the River, this free concert series continues tonight. It's from 5 to 8. Tonight is Rhythm and Blues and Cajun Night. Now, it starts at 5 o'clock. So if you're in the downtown area and you're going to the Dome for the game tonight and you want a little time to kill, you want to look for something to do, go on the river, Thursday on the River. I hope you've got a jacket or sweater with you, because it's chilly. And when it's chilly and even a little breezy, when you're on the river, it's even chillier. So make sure you've got something to keep you warm. But 5 o'clock, it starts at 5 o'clock. Temperature should be really awesome. And then, you know, about, 6 o'clock, 6:30, you can start to walk over toward the Dome. All right. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Go Saints all the way. Saints go all the way, baby. We're going to get a W tonight. I can tell it.
You
I can tell
good?
You right. Yeah, I feel real good. You Broncos know, suck. Saints rule. Let's go.
I feel good too.
Come on.
Hey, the Broncos are 3-3. You know, they're not so great. If we beat the Broncos, we have the same record as the Broncos.
I feel
so,
it in my bones.
Know, they don't come in here with any big bravado. Now, Sean Payton wants to win, but you know, Sean Payton wasn't always a winning coach with the Saints. And I do remember those years of 7-9. It's like, what's going on? And it just seemed like things just got to a point where Sean Payton wanted out. And he got out. And he took a break and jumped right back in and, you know, went to a bigger market, Denver. But Sean Payton has not had instant success in Denver. So, again, we'll see what happens tonight. Spencer Rattler starting at quarterback again, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing his second starting performance tonight. So, you know, look, it should be fun. I really hope that they call some plays where Spencer Rattler gets to run the ball. You know, treat him kind of like a Taysom Hill, or treat him like a running quarterback. The teams that have running quarterbacks, they've got plays where the quarterback runs. It's not just scrambling and then he runs and he makes yardage. No, they've got plays where the quarterback runs. So let's see if we see a little bit about that tonight in the Dome. Really, the big breaking news, and, you know, we don't know what the ramifications of this are going to be, but Israel has killed the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. He is dead. Now, this leader of Hamas has been surrounding himself, apparently, with hostages. So it was going to be hard to kill him without killing some of the hostages. But apparently, they got him in a situation where the hostages were not around him. There was a firefight, and he was killed. His nickname is The Butcher. This is a bad SOB. He's evil. And guys like this should be dead. We don't need them. The world doesn't need people like this. I don't celebrate the death of many people, but I'm okay that this guy's freaking dead. Now, what's going to happen? Is Iran going to get involved? Now, we're waiting Right now, we're waiting for Israel to retaliate against Iran for the attack, the Iranian attack against Israel. So we're waiting for that. But with all of this going on, I don't believe that we're on the brink of World War III. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and others who are allies to Donald Trump are trying to scare us into thinking we're on the verge of World War III. We have been through things like this before. And things are tense and things are bad. And I don't think anybody should take it lightly. But I don't think we're on the brink of World War III. And of course, you know, time will tell. We don't know exactly what's going to happen here. All right, we'll take a break, and we're going to come right back with more. We're going to get the serious stuff out of the way in this first hour. And then in the next hour, we are just going to talk about the Saints leading into the Saints coverage, which begins at 3 o'clock with First Take with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak. And at 5 o'clock, it's the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert inside the dome, the Loge Level Gate B, the atrium. Just go up there and find him. That's presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Game time with Deuce and Haas is at 7:15. Turn down the sound on your TV and turn up the home team. And then after the game, sound off with the Chirac Point After and the Cajun Cannon. Saints, Broncos, they're going to talk, well, until they get tired of talking. And Bobby Hebert, win or lose, Bobby Hebert has just very, very definitive things to say about the Saints. And he's right on with it. So it's 10 hours of wall-to-wall football coverage starting today at 3 o'clock, so we do have an abbreviated show. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we are coming back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And by the way, Drew Brees is going to be inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame tonight, and I think he wants to lead everybody in the dome with his chant. This is the chant that Drew Brees gave to the team before every game, and he wants us to study this, and he wants to lead us in that cheer before the game tonight. Oh, well, not before the game, but at some point during the presentation, I guess. So we'll be right back with more. I'm Scoot. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. Thursday Night Football's in town. Saints Broncos tonight, and we'll be right back on WWL. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Thursday Night Football in town. The eyes of the NFL world on New Orleans and the Caesar Superdome tonight. Saints and the Broncos. More on that coming up in the next hour. Breaking news. This happened just a little while ago. Israel is confirming that it killed the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. Yahya, what is it?
It's not Yahya.
It's what?
Yahya. Yahya.
Yeah. You know, I don't have that. I don't have that Middle Eastern. I don't have that.
Yahya.
Haktua.
All right. Well, whatever gets you there, my
so
friend.
So, no, pronounce that for me one more time.
Yahya.
Yahya.
Yeah, it's not a hard K sound. Yahya. It's like Yahya.
Yahya.
There you go.
Yahya.
Good enough.
All right, Yahya Sinwar. Anyway, the guy's dead. I mean, however you pronounce his name, he's dead. Israel says that it killed this Hamas leader during a military operation. It was a shootout in Gaza.
Israel says a military operation in Gaza has killed Hamas's top leader. Yahya Sinwar had long been Hamas's Gaza leader and took over the militant group over the summer after an apparent Israeli attack killed its previous leader. Sinwar was one of the chief architects of Hamas's attack on Israel nearly a year earlier.
Man's a terrorist. He has an awful lot of blood on his hands.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said some of it was American. Sinwar's death could be a heavy blow for the group, and it's also unclear what it might mean for efforts toward a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Even before becoming the top leader, Sinwar was believed to have the final word on any hostage release deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, so who is this Hamas leader? Chatham House Associate Fellow Nomi Baryakov says that Yahya Sinwar, another way to pronounce his name, almost single-handedly planned and orchestrated the October 7th attack on Israel that killed just thousands of people.
He planned for Iran and for all of Iran's long arms, meaning the proxies, Hezbollah, and the militias that Iran funds and trains in Syria and in Iraq, to join the fight and try to eliminate the state of Israel.
Now, since this guy was such a hardliner, this may increase the possibility of a ceasefire agreement.
Israel's prime goal, declared goal, an actual goal, was to take out the leadership of Hamas and the military capabilities of Hamas. So 23 out of 24 battalions have been dismantled, and the vast majority of the senior commanders have been killed, assassinated.
You know, Sagar Magani, great guy. Love Mr. Magani's work. He's using just, I think, the standard English pronunciation. But when I looked at this a couple hours ago, I looked up the proper way to pronounce it in Arabic, and it's in Yahya.
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 Yahya. You know, I don't know that we should even worry about dignifying him with pronouncing his name properly.
No, certainly not.
You know, with Kamala Harris, when the right wants to call her and Trump wants to call her Kamala, I think that's an insult to her. I don't care if we insult this SOB. So we can just call him the SOB.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Yahya is funny. Yahya, because it reminds me, there was a character in The Sandlot, that baseball movie from the early 90s, that had a character named Yahya who started every sentence with, yeah, why didn't you do this? Or, yeah, I came over there to do that.
Yeah, I can start doing that on the show.
Or, from The Little Rascals. Okay, yeah, anyway, please continue.
How are you pronouncing the name? The guy's dead, and that's good news.
Hi, boy.
In a Fox News special report with Brett Baer, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Donald Trump, if elected, would use the military against the American people.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
Harris also says that she's been really hard on migrant crime, but she says Republicans haven't been so hard on migrant crime.
It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur.
He had a press conference. Former Republican Congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, I think he's one of the good guys. He's a mainstream Republican. He says that people need to put the country first during this election.
This guy is the ultimate boat anchor around Republicans' necks, and we know it. This election, no doubt, is going to be close, and every vote's going to count, especially right here in Pennsylvania. And especially amongst the patriotic Republicans that are willing to put country over party.
Olivia Troy was on the National Security Official Group, and she was there during the Trump administration. And she says the country cannot have another Trump presidency.
I witnessed firsthand his disregard for the American people and his disregard to the rule of law. I had a front row seat to the damage Trump created in his first term. And I can confidently and without any hesitation say that he is too dangerous to get anywhere near the Oval Office again.
And Kamala Harris yesterday on Fox News, and by the way, here's what was interesting about Kamala Harris on Fox News. There are a lot of people who just watch Fox News and they just tune in to conservative talk radio. And they just focus on conservative social media. So they live in a conservative echo chamber. They really don't know what's going on with Donald Trump because Fox News is not clearly honest about it. They're not bringing up a lot of negative things. So Kamala Harris was telling the Fox audience, which is bigger than the other two networks combined, CNN and MSNBC combined, Kamala Harris was telling the audience things that they've never heard. And that's a phenomenon that happens on this show. You know, I get questioned for some of the things that I talk about because these people who live in this conservative echo chamber don't hear other things. They, even though these other things are the truth, they don't hear them. And so they go, well, wait a minute. I never heard that. Where did Scoot come up with that? I'm not making any of this stuff up. And Democrats are Marxist, communist, and fascist. They're sick. These are Donald Trump's words. And he said a smart president can handle them. He also, days before that, at a town hall on Fox News in Georgia, referred to Democrats as lunatics and a bigger threat to America than foreign adversaries. According to Donald Trump, Democrats, or people who disagree with him, are the enemy within. And Kamala Harris talked about this. And you don't hear a lot about that on Fox News. Throughout history, the phrase the enemy within has been used to describe physical threats to America, from the Revolutionary War in 1775 through the Cold War years to domestic terrorists today. But the use of the phrase to describe Democrats or anyone disagreeing with Donald Trump shrouds the 2024 campaign with a chilling imagery. The army led by George Washington fought and defeated the British Army during the Revolutionary War. Those British soldiers and military leaders, they were truly the enemy within. Spies within our borders during the Cold War, which went from 47 to 89, they posed a direct threat to the security of the United States. They were collecting and exchanging top secret information with Russia at a time when a push of the button would presumably destroy America. Those spies guilty of espionage were truly the enemy from within. Today, domestic terrorists that want to do physical harm and disrupt America, they are the enemy from within. Donald Trump's use of this phrase to describe people who disagree with his opinions and policies is insane. It is an insane stretch that should be denounced by every true patriotic American. To prove that he's not just talking about spies and militias and militants and domestic terrorists, Donald Trump has specifically mentioned Nancy Pelosi, her husband Paul, Congressman Adam Schiff, as individuals that he would consider the enemy from within if he's elected president. The possible use of the U.S. military to deal with violence on Election Day, that could be considered if violence gets out of hand. I don't expect that to happen. But Donald Trump would not be president on Election Day, so he would have nothing to do with deploying the U.S. military troops. The U.S. troops control the border. If the U.S. troops are used to control the border, that's not beyond consideration. But their role is going to be very specific and would not entail Trump's one-time idea of just shooting the immigrants as they cross the border. I mean, the U.S. military is trained to execute specific plans, and our troops are not trained to deal with domestic lawbreakers, and calling out the military may sound like a good rallying cry for MAGAites in America, but it's not as realistic as Trump makes it seem. No one can remember a time when a presidential candidate in America suggested using the military to deal with individuals who disagree with the president or a candidate. Some may argue that the policies of liberal Democrats are a threat to America, but a perceived threat from differing policies should not qualify as a threat from the enemy from within. Posts on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page often suggest that I am the enemy, that I am spreading hate, and that I am even doing things that are to blame for the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. Some want to spread this idea that I'm spreading hate. I've never spread hate about Donald Trump. So those claims are absurd. But they reflect the mindset of many Trump followers who believe that anything negative about their candidate is hate speech that can lead to violent actions. No one has ever seen an election cycle like this one, and I hope we never see one again. This should be seen as an opportunity to just totally reject the idea that the military is used against Americans voicing different opinions from Donald Trump. This is one of the most anti-American, unconstitutional things I've ever heard from a presidential candidate. And I've been following presidential candidates in elections for a long time. No American expressing opposing views should ever be considered the enemy from within. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Baton Rouge. And Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Charles.
Hey, Mr. Scoot and Mr. Ian. So nice to talk with you guys again on such a beautiful day here in Baton Rouge. I don't know what it's like in New Orleans, but it's 70 degrees here. I'm in my backyard looking at a sky blue sky.
It's beautiful.
With green trees that are fixing to start dying, I hope, in the next week or so, and turning leaves and whatever, and have winter come. pulling for the Tigers to win against Arkansas. And that's my good side.
Yeah, those are the positive things to think about.
Now, to talk about some things that weren't, I told Ian a couple things. One was the Saints. And all I got to say about that is I've been following the Saints since their birth when I was in the Air Force in Shreveport Station, Shreveport at Barksdale Air Force Base for their first season. And Shreveport decided they'd carry the Cowboys games, America's team, instead of the Saints. So,
you know, that whole part of the state, I mean, they might as well be annexed to Texas. Because Shreveport has a lot more in common with Dallas and with Texas than they do with New Orleans and the southern part of the state.
Or even Alexandria.
Yeah, they even talk like Texans.
Yeah, anyway, that was a long, long time ago. Anyway, and I have learned over the years watching professional football, not just the Saints, okay? So it's not just the Saints. But professional football, there's just so much money in it, and has become more and more money since the time I watched it, and players were making $58,000 a year. And that was good money back then, in the 60s.
You know, I remember, when Joe Namath got this huge contract. I mean, it was talked about all over the country, the huge contract that Joe Namath got, and it was for $100,000
a
year. $100,000 a year.
I was going to guess 300, but anyway. So now there's just so much money in it that I'm afraid it's kind of like early stages, perhaps, of turning into the WWE. There's just too much money in it. You get paid whether you win or lose, and the owners have ways of, they have their, you know, it's been a long time that anybody's, I've heard talk about this, but the owners have, apparently have a meeting every year, 2 weeks, nobody's allowed but the owners. Well, I don't know what they talk about, but possibly they talk about which eight teams they want to finish up in the runoffs, you know, this coming season.
Not. I mean, I hope there's not that
I hope
collusion.
I hope not. But then you just got to watch the referees and the games and how they twist around to get a call. And, I mean, now with the announcers, the last few that have integrity say, this is what I saw. And then all of a sudden New York says, that's not what you saw. This is what we saw, and don't trust your lying eyes. I'm sorry. It just happens too many times, but let's not stay on that. It's just the whole football deal, not just the Saints. So
Charles,
I hope they win tonight. I have feelings about Peyton. He, you know, go for the money. That's what somebody told me once when changing jobs. You can have a decision whether you want to go because it's what you want to do or go for the money. He went for the money. I always went for what I wanted to do, which is, you know, another long story. Anyway, nuclear war. That was the other thing I told Ian I wanted to bring up.
And be quick. I've got to get your break here.
I seriously don't think that a nuclear war will come from the Gaza thing, but it's very likely to come from Putin. The whole Gaza thing, everybody understands that Israel is fighting for their survival and will kill everybody that's trying to kill them. They're one of the few countries in the world that has the resolution and the gonads to do that. Putin has the same gonads. He has the nuclear weapons, and he has no hesitation to use it. He is more evil than Donald Trump, and Donald thinks he's wonderful. So I hope you have a nice day.
All right,
beautiful
Charles.
Here. Carry on. Love you
Appreciate
guys.
The call.
Have a good one.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2005, Fats Domino returned to his home in the Ninth Ward for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. He found it totally destroyed, with his piano and several of his gold records among the ruined items. It was a shocking moment for Fats Domino. And many of you can relate to that because you remember returning to your homes after Katrina or maybe after another hurricane. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, next hour, I want to talk about where the Saints are right now at 2-4 and why you should not lose hope, because there are a lot of other teams with really great quarterbacks that are not doing so well this year at this point, and they still have hopes of getting to the playoffs. Let's not worry about the Super Bowl. Let's just talk about getting to the playoffs. It's still possible, and we should be optimistic because the Saints can turn it around. Let's see if they do it. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. Our congratulations to Rakesha Malden of Slidell. She was the winner of tickets to go see the game tonight, Sean Payton's Denver Broncos against the Saints in the Caesars Superdome. She also got two passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. This goes on before every game, and if you don't win tickets to it, you really should look into it. Just Google Bullseye Event Group and go to the website and find out about it. This VIP tailgate party is a blast. You know, I've been to that many times, and it's fun. That food, fun, great food to eat. I mean, good food to eat and premium liquor. So you can get a nice little buzz and get nice and full and then just walk over to the dome. It overlooked Champion Square and the Caesars Superdome. So, you know, look into that. And all of this is from Dudley DeBosier. Oh, by the way, also, Rikishi won tickets to the Saints-Falcons game coming up. And that's from Dudley DeBosier, the official injury lawyers of the Saints and WWL. Okay, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
We'll start up talking about the Saints. Here's a text that says, "The season is over, gents. I think last week was the nail in the coffin. We got way too many significant injuries."
We have a lot of injuries, and you can't get around that. But these players are all in the NFL, and inspiration can make up for a lack of talent. Or if somebody is not as talented as some of the players who are injured, sometimes being inspired and being motivated can make up for that. So, you know, let's see if the Saints present themselves as a cohesive unit tonight. Let's see if they come out fired up. And let's see if the Saints tackle. That was the big thing last week. They didn't tackle.
You know, I'm choosing to think of this like it's a Hollywood movie or something. You know, it's like you're the underdogs. Nobody believes you can do it. You pull it together. There's a montage where everybody gets their it together, and then the next thing you know, you win. Or you get second place and you learn a valuable lesson about friendship.
Yep.
Can't we just do that?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, and I can't wait to share with you where some of these other teams are. Big-name teams with big-name quarterbacks who are not doing that well either.
Yeah, here's a text that echoes something I said yesterday. The biggest problem is the loss of the starting center.
Yeah, that's got to be a key thing.
Key thing.
But you've got, you know, you've got a rookie quarterback right now, and so he's not used to either center. So, I don't know. You know, that is a key. I mean, the center is certainly a key player. He's not called the center for nothing. He's kind of the center of the offensive line, and that's an important loss. And then with Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed out, Taysom Hill. Is Taysom Hill playing? Yesterday, I think he was listed as doubtful.
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to. If anybody knows, we can check this out very quickly.
We can
confirm that.
I don't know.
Yesterday, I think he was possible. Maybe he's still doubtful, but he still possibly could play. But, you know, if these players are injured, they really shouldn't play.
Here's a text from Soothsayer Sam. He says, since the 2020 season, the Saints have been the second most injured football team in the NFL. I suppose somebody had to be there. The Tennessee Titans were number one.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something about training. There are things players can do to avoid injury. There are ways to get hit. There are ways to hit that avoid injury. I don't know. It might just be a haphazard thing. So I don't know. But the Saints have been decimated by injuries. No doubt about that. But I'm not going to lose my enthusiasm yet. All right. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I like Billy Joel. I respect him. But I don't have Billy Joel music that I listen to on a regular basis. I mean, I'm not the hugest Billy Joel fan. He did a couple of songs that I thought were really, really good. And on this day in 1989, which is, you know, later in his career, Billy Joel released the album Stormfront. And on that album is the best Billy Joel song that he did, We Didn't Start the Fire. And it's about a generation that can't be responsible for things that are going on now because they didn't start the fire. I mean, that's the way a lot of Xers and millennials feel about the baby boomer generation and things going on today. They're going like, hey, wait a minute, you know, we didn't start this fire. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this is the day in 2008 that Levi Stubbs, lead singer of the Four Tops, passed away at the age of 72. And song reminds me of the girl that I had a crush on at the time this song came out. And I know when you hear some songs from the past, it reminds you of the same kind of things. On the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, the last blog that I wrote, it's just been posted. Are Democrats the enemy within, as Trump says? Already 106 comments. And the last post right before that was about, why do people believe the unbelievable? Why do people believe these ridiculous lies? That's already got 372 comments. All right, go to Scoot on the Air Facebook. I hope you'll join us and comment on the comments. And we'll be right back with more on WWL.